If historians had to trace the modern romantic comedy's origins to a single time and place, they could hardly do better than the Russian Tea Room on 57th Street in Manhattan in the fall of 1984, when Nora Ephron and Rob Reiner sat down, as writers and directors have done for decades, for what would turn out to be one of the most remarkable lunches in Hollywood history. Despite the chaperone-like presence of Reiner's producing partner, Andrew Scheinman, who had befriended Reiner in 1974 after he kicked his keys down a grate at a tennis club, which Reiner recalls as so cute it was almost like a romantic comedy meeting. This was essentially the professional equivalent of a blind date. Ephron, the daughter of two Hollywood screenwriters and a successful magazine writer herself, was coming off a prolific prior year. In addition to the publication of her first novel, Heartburn, which was widely and correctly understood as a thinly fictionalized version of her breakup and divorce from Watergate journalist Carl Bernstein, she had co-written the Oscar-nominated script for the biographical drama Silkwood, making her first big splash as a Hollywood screenwriter. Rob Reiner, the son of TV comedy legend Carl Reiner, had shot to fame in the 1970s playing Michael Meathead Stivic on the groundbreaking sitcom All in the Family, but had announced himself as a promising talent behind the lens with his 1984 debut feature, This is Spinal Tap. Though Ephron and Reiner had never met, it was easy to see why they might be drawn to each other. Both Ephron and Reiner were the children of successful Hollywood writers. Both Ephron and Reiner were recently divorced from well-known public figures, Ephron from Bernstein and Reiner from Laverne and Shirley star Penny Marshall. Both Ephron and Reiner had achieved further fame by telling stories that self-consciously blurred the lines between reality and fiction. Why shouldn't they sit down for a casual lunch and see if they might have anything they could work on together? This meeting of the minds got off to a rocky start. They told me an idea they had for a movie about a lawyer, Ephron later recalled. It didn't interest me at all, and I couldn't imagine why they'd thought of me in connection with it. Like any awkward date, Ephron had a choice to make. Should she smile and nod while counting the minutes until she could make a graceful exit? Or should she confess that she would never, ever work with these guys on this hypothetical lawyer movie? As was her habit, she decided to be honest and told them she wasn't interested. And with no pressing business left to talk about, Ephron decided to fill the remaining time by drawing on the skills that had made her a remarkably successful journalist with a particular knack for writing profiles of cultural icons like menswear legend Bill Blass or Cosmo editor Helen Gurley Brown, by asking deep, probing, sometimes intensely personal questions. The subject quickly turned to the personal lives of Scheinman, a perennial bachelor, and the recently divorced Reiner. Ephron wanted to know, what is it actually like to be a single man? By which she meant, of course, what are single men really thinking? Ephron's unquenchable curiosity, her near peerless ability to get to the heart of something, and her knack for repackaging those truths and sharing them with the widest possible audience was a skill set she had come by very honestly. Nora's mother, Phoebe, a successful screenwriter alongside husband Henry, with romantic comedies like 1944's Bride by Mistake and 1957's Desk Set under their belts, had drilled into her children the immortal philosophy that everything is copy. She meant, more or less, that writers can and should use all of their life experiences, yes, all of them, as raw material for the stories they wanted to tell. Nora had taken this advice to heart. Heartburn was a novel, but its damning narrative was so close to the reality of her divorce from Carl Bernstein that he fought for script approval over the film adaptation Ephron was writing. And while that lunch ended without Ephron agreeing to collaborate on Reiner's idea for a lawyer movie, the conversation stirred something in all of them. A month later, the trio met again. Reiner had an idea. If the seemingly tiny but all-important differences between men and women were so stimulating to all three of them, why not write a movie about that?